I'm gonna record all this.
Alright.
Just all night.
Alright, I think I might need you at this, but I think the graphics engine of Firquake is somehow tied to Windows and Linux. Someone mentioned SDL, which I had a quick look, which looks like a fully open source graphics engine across everything, all these platforms. And someone mentioned that it could be easy to port Quake's graphics engine to the SDL library. If we do that, Mac OS X becomes a possibility, along with fucking everything else. And that's what I think is holding up going to Mac OS X.
Because Phil said he didn't have time, so it's obviously a complex thing.
Yeah. He's good at shit, but everyone needs help. There's plenty of fucking challenges.
Right, so it's using some Windows graphics library system at the moment.
Yeah, I think there's a Linux port to it, but some of it's getting dated. It's getting a bit sus. One of it's X11. There's all new shit out now that's replacing that. And I think only the Windows one is really on the cutting edge. But there is other shit in the other areas, in the open source areas, which is on the cutting edge, but it's just not in Quake.
Right. So are you saying that there is like an open source graphics engine?
There is. I think I can get it up right now. Can you look up Google SDL?
SDL?
Yeah.
As in,
I got all this on Firquake Science, but you know, he's all over it. But there's a limit to what one man can do.
SDD for Daniel?
Yeah, SDL. Maybe it's at SDL and all. I would have just searched Google. It's interesting. I don't go to the URL, I go to Google.
Yeah.
It's in English.
Simple Direct Media Layer? libsdl.org?
Yeah, I think that's it. With all these fucking interfaces.
Simple Direct Media Layer is a cross-platform multimedia library designed to provide low-level access to audio, keyboard, mouse, basic 3D hardware via OpenGL and 2D video frame buffer. It is used by MPEG playback software emulators and many popular games, including the award-winning Linux port of Civilization Call of Power. Well, Simple Direct Media Layer supports Linux, Windows, BIOS, Mac OS, Classic, FreeBSD.
More than expecting.
There is also code. There's also code. But not official support for Windows CE, Amiga OS, Dreamcast, Atari, NetBSD, AIX, OSF, Truth. Fuck, it's just like, it's virtually mentioned every operating system there.
Yeah.
So they've got it in sight. Fuck.
Fine, it's a simple language, Ada, Eiffel, Java, Lua, fuck if I know, ML, whatever that is, Perl, PHP, and it's just me, Pike, whatever the fuck that is, Python and Ruby, which I've only just found out, there's so much shit going on.
So this would make sense if Quake were to be integrated with this. This would free it up more.
This is my guess, but that's my feeling. Is that there's these layers, there's an X11. I think you've got like the Quake engine, which sorts out the entities and how the game works. Then there's a layer where it projects what there's to be said. Then there's a graphics system that sits on top. That's how I imagine it would be developed. If it's not, it should be moved to this.
Far out. So what layer is this?
This is the graphics system that sits on top.
The textures and things like that?
Well, I think the textures are textures. They're like an image, but we're talking about the display of the image onto the graphics, the moving of the graphics video, the visuals.
Tim, what I'm gonna do is that we're gonna bring ourselves in at the level of sharing what we communicate with each other into this community.
All right, that sounds good. I imagine some people will be listening to this. To anyone that plays TF, we love you.
Yeah. We really do.
Everyone.
This is our favourite game ever. And, yeah, we've spent a lot of time into this game. And, look, we reckon this game is going to last forever and are going to do what we need to so we can play it forever.
And I'm sorry to see it said, and especially Scott and Wolverine and Fatty had a go at me. But they're now good buddies of mine. That's the wonders of it. And all Scott was sticking up for his clan. No. And Zut, log into the website and update your profile. Be proud of your PMP.
Yeah. Yeah. Far out. I got a lot of good feelings for Zach.
Yeah, he's hardcore. I saw him years ago playing on a Counter-Strike server, rattling off how good QWTF is. I think his name was QWTF Zap or something. On a Counter-Strike server. He loves this game.
Yeah.
And everyone, this is Pestilence behind us. Say hello, Pestilence.
Some of you guys might have seen this new guy on the server.
I'm new to the community.
New to the community.
Thanks for having patience with it.
Yeah. You play however you feel.
To bring up to your awesome level.
If you want to cuss dudes from behind, you want to, you know, scout defense, you do it. There's no rules in this game.
Yeah, so Pestilence is actually my housemate, and he's had a bit of a perspective here from Zoom, which he knows as Tim.
Man.
And myself,
Messiah. His real name is Bobby. His first alias, TF name, was Dr. Chuck. I wonder what his true one is. I wonder if he's thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because I came up with that name. As this thing that would scare a lot of people. Like, I thought, alright, PMP is starting to be a really respected clan. I mean, I need a hardcore name.
Yeah.
Watch that movie, Armageddon. And
you started it, Messiah. You named it. But there's plenty of other people involved in it, too.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, very special in fucking founding it.
Yeah.
Very, very special.
I think
Thank you. I'm not PMP special.
Yeah, I think I can share. I think a lot of people would like to know it. They're like how, like what the basis of this clan is and why it's become the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the early days, like the passion that us guys had in this game was just amazing. Like we all became like best mates over the net, and you know, like the want from people who were in the community back then to be in this clan and to be a part of it was just amazing.
Yeah. So we're proud of it.
Proud of it. Like like one of the saddest moments for me was letting go of being the leader of this clan. Because I put so much emotion into it. It was just such a big...
Feels like we're on it now.
Yeah.
We all gotta let go or it becomes a fucking weight. You create something and you're scared to lose it. It's... Careful to lay it, but it's comes a weight on you, mental luggage.
Remember, like being in year 11 and 12, and staying up till like 4 a.m. during mid exams.
Yeah.
Having just such an awesome time talking Team Fortress strategies with you guys.
I was doing that at uni, doing the same shit, but at uni. Exact same shit.
Yeah. Like I know I come across like a cunt, but
you're not a cunt.
I'm not. Like I really like this game, and my humour, like what connected me and Tim, me and Zoom, was this fucking humour. Like we were the dudes that like taking out the lame dudes. you know, that was our thing, and we gave him shit. Like snipers, you know, snipers were our thing. See, I got to talk about this, like, with PMP. It's felt a bit strange being in a clan with like this letting go of like feeling like, because when I passed on leadership to you and Vlad, it was like, you know, that like we had a fucking three, right, unbreakable, and it was like I knew that I'd always be in there. Like, yeah, I'm stepping back, but I'd always be in there.
Yeah, it's such a challenge.
Yeah.
Locked away forever. See? I don't know what happens. The bigger it gets, the more value the essence gets.
Yeah, so I don't wanna play like a cunt. I realise that by throwing concussion grenades, it's like kind of my revenge for bunny hopping, because that to me is really gay. Like it took a long time for me to accept this new style of playing. You know, like all of a sudden I couldn't play nice team strategies.
That's some TF emotion.
Yeah.
Can I give you my TF emotion?
Yeah.
I've been out of the scene for about 3 years. I used to think I was pretty good. I came back 2 years ago after a year out and played one pug and topped the stats, topped the flag captures, and thought, this is fuck. Shit's not getting any better. That was lasted about 2 weeks and then I left. And then I've come back recently in the last few months after a 2 year break. And yeah, the level of skill is just at an all-time high, and I've never had such hard fucking times trying to catch it.
Yeah,
it's amazing how hardcore it is.
Yeah, hats off, like fucking hats off to everyone who plays this game. You are incredibly awesome at this game. Like, yeah, I considered myself to be the best, up in the best, and yeah, you're all amazing at this game.